321-101 is my number. All right, go ahead with your question. Please, we now have a second to listen. All right.
Well, which do you think is worse, smoking cigarettes or getting high?
I think they're both equally disastrous for you.
Equally disastrous.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think about parents who do either one? What would you consider?
Why, your mom and dad smoke cigarettes?
No, I'm talking about me and my boyfriend.
Oh, that's right. Bambi, you're the one that was pregnant at 17.
Yeah.
And you still are pregnant?
Yeah.
And you're smoking cigarettes?
Yeah.
Don't you care about your baby?
Huh?
Don't you care about your baby, honey?
Yeah, I do. I've cut back a lot.
Oh, you cut back? You tell that to your baby when he can't balance his checkbook that you cut back when you are pregnant. You think it's funny? You tell that to your baby when he says, Mama, how come I'm not in the special class? How come I'm sitting here with all these dullets? Huh? Huh? You tell your baby how come he'll never get to wear a men's ring. You tell your baby why he's not going to Harvard Medical School. You tell your baby why he's going to work at a loading dock because you couldn't cut it out altogether. I mean, your baby's going to be so dumb he won't be able to eat pickles because he won't be able to get his fist out of the jar. Unbelievable. Knock it off. It's that simple. Just cut it out for the 9 months at least. I mean, I can't. But you don't have the right to make that kind of decision for your little stinking kid. Unbelievable. Just like Estelle. Well, it's just like Estelle. You couldn't tell Estelle anything. That's why I would never impregnate Estelle. Estelle did everything. She smoked. She drank. She dabbled. Hell, if we had a kid, it would have flown around the delivery room 3 times and then out the window. Either that or it would have looked like Flipper or something. No. I just, unbelievable. Estelle! Are you listening, Estelle? Are you listening? Because I've never forgiven you, Estelle. And Lord knows I bent over backwards for you. One time, and I swear I wasn't crying, I swear, I was taking some stuff to the cleaners. And Estelle had this jacket she wanted cleaned, and I went through the pockets just, to make sure there wasn't keys or money in there or anything, and I found a folded piece of paper with a telephone number on it. And it was not her handwriting. I just looked at that paper and I said, so this is how it starts. How many people have I heard this happens to? The first thing they find out about is when they see that little piece of paper with that little number on there. That somebody obviously gave her. And I was really determined at that time to make the marriage work. So I sat down. I pick up the phone and I dial the number. A man's voice answered. I said, don't hang up on me. Hear me out. Don't interrupt me. This is Estelle's husband. I found your number in her pocket. I know. You probably think you've been pulling one off on me, and you probably think that I'm going to try to track you down. Let me just tell you this, buddy. You and Estelle may have some kind of flare of passion. You and Estelle may pass some time together, but let me tell you something. I have a marriage. I have a relationship with that woman. And I don't criticize or moralize about what the two of you are doing. Believe me, I've cheated on Estelle, too. Estelle doesn't know it, but I've cheated on her. So I'm not about to say, I've had an affair with Estelle's sister. That's right. You think you're bad. You think you're bad coming into the marriage. How do you think I feel about dating and being intimate with Estelle's sister? Making her perform unnatural acts! But let me tell you something, I love Estelle. And I want our relationship to be a fruitful one where we can forgive each other of our foibles. Yes, Estelle's sister looked good, so I got that vibe. But that doesn't mean I still can't love Estelle. Estelle's with you. Does that mean I'm going to throw her out because she was motivated in such a way? I mean, if Estelle knew about her sister, number one, and about her mother. That's right. I had an affair with Estelle's mother. While we were dating, I didn't know how it happened. I came over to pick up Estelle. Estelle had some night class. I got to talking to her mother. One thing led to another, and before you know it, and I feel bad about that. I'm just calling to say, I want you to leave Estelle alone, because we have had our hells. Have I let you in enough hell? Yes, Estelle may be ugly. Yes, Estelle may be boil-laden. Yes, seagulls follow her like they follow a fishing boat there. But she's my wife, and I love her. I love her with all my heart and soul. I just want you out of our life. Do you hear me? I'm pouring out my heart to you, buddy. Imagine my shock and horror when I Finally found out I had dialed Estelle's father's unlisted office number.
He's not really sick. Just slightly irregular. The Grease Man. DC 101.
Snatch up the phone.